You are listening to 20 Minutes with Chad with your host, Chad Meisenheimer, and his co-host, Simon Watson.
Hey, and welcome back to another exciting episode of 20 Minutes with Chad, where Chad explains to me why in Canada we have cheese chips, but in the USA we have queso chips. Chad?
Well, it's more of a California one, I guess, because we have more a Latin community. So they're trying to keep the branding with, you know, that because queso is cheese in Spanish. So, you know, why not?
Which I didn't even know until you told me.
You didn't know what queso was?
We don't speak Spanish up here. No,
I mean, you guys don't even have Mexican food up there?
We do, but it's in English. Like, they have, like...
They're like, hey, can I have a taco? I want tons of white American cheese on it, you know? Hey.
No, we don't have American cheese up here. No, we have enchiladas, we have quesadillas, and margaritas.
But that's like, just the drinks and stuff, and the food top, like, type. But it's not cheese, like, just queso. I can't even pronounce it, but I could read a lot more Spanish than pronouncing it. And I understand a lot more because it's funny because my day job, they're always there because they speak Spanish. So they're speaking Spanish and I understand what they're saying. So I always make like they sit there and I reply to them in English and they start laughing that I understood. So I'm like, come on. Like I know basic words and stuff like conversations like, ¿cómo estás? Like, mucho gracias, bueno, por favor, agua, which is water.
Oh, wow. So you know, like, kindergarten.
No, I know more. I could actually have conversations, like, somewhat broken Spanish. So, like, I could say, like, good day and all that stuff, and, like, restrooms and all that stuff. It's weird. I know a lot more.
Baño. Even I know that one.
Yeah, well, bono, fire coming out of my booty hole.
That should be on your T-shirt.
Doso. But no, that's like, that's, like, I know that stuff. So it's always kind of funny to sit there and I kind of get shocked that I know certain words. But yeah, basically that. And I like, that's what queso means, the chips. Like, I like Mexican food. I could live off of Mexican food. I could live off of Italian food. But now my doctors are saying I need to focus more on a Mediterranean diet, lean towards that.
What is that then? Fruits and vegetables?
It's more like fruits and vegetables, nuts, like chickpeas, fish is really big. They want me to stay away from red meat, which ironically, I'm already staying away from red meat. They want me to stay away from dairy, which I pretty much stay away from besides if I get like a Greek yogurt, because I've been doing Greek yogurt to alternate between. Because all I was doing before was just eating oatmeal, and that was it. And I was like, okay, I want to change it up because that's a lot of fiber, and I'm pooping a lot. I'm just like, oh, you know, I just want to clean up my system sometimes. So I do Greek yogurt to change it up with that. And you're like, well, don't add stevia or honey. I'm like, listen, I want to add a little bit of honey because I want to have some kind of taste not eating butthole. So, like, that's pretty much what it is. Like, I want to have some kind of taste, you know. I'm not going to, like, I'm going to try to, like, want to live longer and not have another heart attack, but I want to also enjoy eating fucking food. Sometimes, like, I eat pizzas, which I'm not supposed to, like, because cheese is very bad for you. But I've been staying away from that. I try to stay from bad carbs, like, things like that. Like, yesterday I had vegan Mediterranean food. Yesterday I had a pita sandwich, a vegan falafel with olives and cabbage, and that stuff was really, really good. Really good. I actually really enjoyed it. I was like, so I've been like, I eat some vegan stuff because I try to be all fancy and stuff. But like, I've been watching what I eat and then I exercise a lot. I walk literally 6 to 7 miles a day. And I've been doing this like competition with myself where I'm at day 30 tomorrow of 30 days straight of walking 6 to 7 miles every morning. I'm going to try to push it to 60 because I remember seeing Kevin Smith saying he did like a hike, but it was like 4 miles total from his house up the canyon and back down 4 miles, where I'm doing 6 to 7 miles every morning. And he did like 57 days or something. So I want to beat that with 60 so I could have bragging rights to be like, hey, I beat you, Kevin Smith. And then hopefully if I feel good, push to 90 days, then I could have that humble brag where I'm just like, yes, 90 days, bitches. But I also lose weight a lot fast because like when I stick on my like a diet and walking, I could lose about 20, 25 pounds a month. But I have to be very careful with that because then I'll lose my character type where, once again, I lose my dad bod that everyone keeps fucking trying to cast me for. We need the goofy dad. So, yeah. So that and my bestie's like, well, you want to be the goofy dad before you want to be the athletic jock type. And I'm like, I'm never going to be the athletic jock type. I'm just not built that way because I actually like food. So like, that's one of the big things. But yeah, no, just like that. But working at a restaurant part time, especially Italian food, it's just like a big thing. But yeah, I had like this, man, this homeless guy fucking calls our job all the time. We call him Mike the Dickhead. Like this, like this homeless guy, he's so entitled. He calls and goes like, the other day he calls, it's like trying to ask for the price, everything. I give him all the prices and stuff. He's like, yeah, I'll get back to you. I'm like, all right, cool. And he calls me the other day and goes, yeah, I want delivery. And I'm like, okay. He's like, he gave me the address, West Magnolia Boulevard. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I go, but I need to make sure where it's at because anything past Cahuenga, we can't deliver. We have ranges. It's literally three blocks. It's three blocks after Cahuenga, so we can't deliver him. He's like, well, I'm only three blocks away. Why can't you – you're refusing my service because I'm three blocks away? And I'm like, sir, we have a range. We can't do it. The best way is if you could just call Grubhub or DoorDash. We'll get to you right down. Well, homeless. I don't have a card. I only have cash. And I'm like, okay, if you want to come here, we'll sell you the food. But what – it's like – are you refusing me because I'm homeless? Nah, 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 nah. I was just like, listen, dude. I'm like, one, you gave me an address for it because they do this thing where homeless people right now, they use a building address and they'll stand there and wait and get their food that way. And I'm like, well, you if you need a card, maybe go to 7-Eleven or something and buy a prepaid card. You know, like, and that's too much work. I'm like, well, apparently you don't have a busy day because you're fucking homeless. You fucking loser. Quit sucking dick for cocaine. You might not have that problem. So I'm just like, I'm just like sitting there and my managers are looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with Chad? I was just like, Jesus. Like there's 7-Elevens in LA are like fucking like Starbucks. There's one on every fucking corner. It's just like, okay, all those fucking things you did, you know, Jesus Christ, man. But it's just like, wow. He's like, you're refusing service for a homeless person, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not Gavin Newsom. Go suck his dick. He might give you $2,000 again, you know, because, you know, Newsom would suck a dick too, fucking hack. So it's just like him and Garcetti are probably gay butt buddies. Like, who's going to be the top today? it's like I can't stand those politicians.
Okay. If you're not following Chad on Facebook, follow Chad on Facebook. He'll accept anybody. Decide to scrap two movie specs, two plot specs I'm currently working on. The interest and enjoyment for rebooting, a.k.a. adapting my older work, isn't my cup of tea. So well, what you're saying, this makes no – let me finish. I know my management team wants me to get to a lit agent and work as a staff route, which I'm definitely attainable. I can learn new skills doing that route. But I've also come from the old school way of thinking and working things. I write for me to act in or direct produce. Mm-hmm. Nice run-on sentence. I like this route and been most successful in this route. Can you explain to me what this means to anybody?
I'd be like, running on sentences? Fuck you, is that running sentences? What are you, my mom now? Jesus Christ, I go cut myself because I'm emo. But no, basically, I was writing two specs, pilot specs, and one was based on this unproduced feature I've written in 2010 that we tried to make it a movie for three times but never happened, called Moving On. And then the other one was based on my web series Disgruntled, which I changed the title to Disgruntled because people weren't getting what Disgruntled was stand for, because it's a slang for a chick when her gut and vagina are together. It's called a gunt. So we call it Disgruntled. A lot of people didn't get that, and they're like, well, yeah, would you John misspell Disgruntled? It must be run of sentences. I wonder who that sounds like, asshole.
That's not what I meant. Good try.
I'm Canadian. We
work saying I'm not serving them food.
Chad was also homeschooled.
He was homeschooled. Keep this up, and I'll bring your mom back on the show.
I bet his mom was also the chaperone and his date to his prom night.
Well, we know that's a fact. That's not even something new.
Oh, Jesus Christ, asshole.
I'm going to bring back your cousin, too. He was good. Much funnier than you are, asshole.
Canadians more special than Americans. All our comedians are taking over Hollywood. Watch out, Jews.
I don't think I said that.
We all know what he said. He's using a sock puppet. I am Simon. Running on sentences.
Wow.
Like Chad's on one tonight. But basically I did those two specs, and I've been writing stuff, changing things here and there and making it, you know, be funny and whatnot and updating it. And it was just like the enjoyment and the interest wasn't there because my perspective as a 37-year-old is different than when I was 29, when I wrote that, let's say Disgruntled, or when I wrote Moving On. I wrote Moving On. Dude, I actually wrote Moving On before that. Originally, it was a web series that I was trying to do back when I was 23. I was still in LA. That was the first time. So 2009, I wrote the idea. And ironically, Joe Bigas was the going to be the original DP on it. Like, Joe Bigas is this big horror filmmaker now who's working on his sixth project that's coming out this year. And I used to work with him at Arclight Sherman Oaks. And
surprisingly, you're not in this movie.
We sort of had a falling out. His editor, Josh Ethier, his roommate at the time, and his editor, who's done a bunch of stuff. We sort of had like a beef. Like, we talk on Instagram once in a while, like me and Josh, because Joe doesn't have, he stays away from social media. But I don't even remember what the beef was, because he was helping me edit one of my short films because I moved to LA after when my brother died, and I hadn't finished a second short film in my production company's short. So he was kind of helping and try to make it better, because the first version I edited, which sucked a bunch of camel dick. And then, cause I don't consider myself an editor. And then he did it. And then I came back up to Sacramento in 2009. My other editor friend did it, which he held it hostage and was just like, I'm not going to release this. This is bad. So I had to like take all the old footage I had of left of it. And my former business partner of my other production company at the time, he edited it and released it. So it was just like, okay, it was like a clusterfuck. He released that one. And then we did another one called, what was it? Catharsis, which was written by Andrew. Originally was for me to act in, but I was just like, I can't act in this because it's just, I can't pull off being molested by priests, because technically I'd be like, yeah, Father, spank me again, you know, Ash Wednesday me, oh yeah, skeet, 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 skeet. But, you know, the Catholic Church is going to love me now too. But so I just directed it and produced it. And actually, I consider that probably one of my better short films I directed. But it was so, there was no promotion for it and nothing. This was like 2010. Like, I started kind of like directing. Like, I was in my mid-20s. My directing was kind of going, kind of was plateauing. So I was just kind of not getting into it. And I started getting to like stand-up and writing comedy. And then my whole thing was like, I'm actually pretty damn good at comedy and comedy writing, you know, stick with that. And that's what I did for a while, and tried to do a couple features, and never happened in Sacramento and stuff. So, but now that I'm in LA, sucking dick in West Hollywood, trying to live the dream. But,
okay. Do you want to discuss your other topics? Because we haven't even got to one of them.
Oh, I know, right? Like, what was the other topics that I had? I had
screenplay guidebooks, which I don't know what the hell that means. You only have like four minutes.
Oh, yeah. No, because okay, so someone put up a guidebook like, oh, if you want to write a great screenplay, because there's so many right now on social media, there's so many people like nobodies like, hey, I made $30,000 off of this year selling how to make movies and screenplays. I'm like, who the fuck are you? I'm like, I don't even know who you are. I live in Hollywood. I'm like, I haven't seen, like, they're showing these pictures posing on sets and stuff. I'm like, I don't even fucking know you. And I'm like a D-lister. I'm like, what the fuck? So this post was like, this guy was making a guidebook saying, oh, screenplay guidebook, da-da-da. And I'm like, listen, yes, if you want to, like, read the books and you think that's going to help you out with structure, do it. I never read them. I hated them. What I did to become a better writer is I watched every movie I can, because it's a visual movie, visual medium, I should say. So I watched movies that I liked to kind of learn the structure that way. Also, reading screenplays and plays was also a very strong thing, because there's so many screenplays out there and there's so many plays. You just read the structure, learn the rules and whatnot. And then go from there and do your own shit. And that's when the Blondes came out of it. Well, I learned from Aaron Sorkin and I forget who it, Quentin Tarantino. And, you know, he said you need to do the poetics. And I was like, the poetics by Aristotle? No, the screenplay book, the poetics. And I'm like, I don't read it. Well, you should, because those two are two Oscar-winning directors and writers. And I'm like, okay, Crash also won Best Feature. And I'm like, I don't think that was the Best Feature, but whatever. But yeah.
That day, Brokeback Mountain is all I have to say, which I don't know how that's possible.
Brokeback Mountain, I like Ang Lee movies, but I wasn't a big fan of that movie either. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the movies, see, I don't know. And it's like, everyone's like, oh, you're just like homophobic. Like, no, I'm not actually. I'm just like, I don't know. The book was better. I read the book. The book was better. Like, but books are always better than the movies. So I don't know. But yeah, that's what the whole thing was. It's like, if you want to read a screen, like play guidebook or whatever to learn the rules, do it. But it's not going to be, because I always tell aspiring writers, even directors, don't come rushing to Hollywood because the business is changing. Nothing really shoots here a lot, which is weird because when I went on my morning walk today, I walked past two different Fox TV shows being filmed in my neighborhood. But yeah, so it's just like, it's basically you got to learn basically what I'm trying to like zoom out on my stuff because I've all the things come like pop-up ads and stuff. Luckily I don't watch porn on here, so I don't have any Pornhub ads. But I always watch it on my cell phone, you know. That's why my screen's always dirty. Ayo! But yeah, so hopefully no chick touches it because she might be pregnant afterwards, you know. But bum, I'm here all weekend, bro. But yeah, so I always tell them basically just kind of like do your own route because there's no, well, I don't want to say wrong way. There's no right way of doing it. There is wrong ways, but there's not that. Everyone has their own path because it's just like, shoot, like I was telling my mom the other day, I had this conversation with her. I feel like the stuff that I know now, I should have known in my 20s and probably be a lot farther in my career. But hindsight 2020 and stuff like that. Like I said, I came up with people like Joe Bigas and then people like Greg Stetchman and people like that where they got really popular and I was already dealing like Anthony Falcon. I'm trying to think of all these other people who came up like big at festivals, like Joe Swanberg and stuff when they're all starting out. Like I knew all these people and these people now look at me like, cause we've been in the business so long and they've grown and they're different. They're like, who? I don't remember you. I'm like, I remember you and you and I were cool. But now it's just like, I guess I wasn't cool enough now because you know, whatever. But it's just like everybody grows in part and changes over time. But yeah, it was just like, I sit down, I look at it, but a lot of people that I came up with kind of burned out. So it's kind of weird. Like for Disgruntled is a perfect example too, my web series. one of the lead actors, went on and did NBC stand-up, won the thing, and got a development deal with NBC, Kyrie Shabazz. Brian Tarpley, he went on and he has a big podcast that he does that people love with another comedian up in Tahoe. Clara Fisher, I really kind of like, she's an actress somewhere down here. It's a lot of people. I work with a lot of people that does stuff, like the assistant director on that one. She works at a big casting company in Northern California. Her husband now, boyfriend then, but husband now, he's a DP that does stuff in Sacramento. So it's just like people go off and do bigger things. A lot of my projects and stuff. It's just like, I'm really good at finding good collaborations and stuff. It's just, we all go different paths and stuff like that. So.
Wow. You talked for a full 20 minutes. I think I said nothing. Perfect. Goodbye.
Chattel's out.